Estelle Pauly Clifton. Estelle, are you there?
Good evening, Louis.
How's it going?
Good.
So you're calling to not only announce your candidacy, of course, for supervisor of the 2nd District, but before we get to a little bit of your highlights on yourself, tell us a little bit about what occurred yesterday at the UVAP meeting at 1 o'clock in Ukiah.
Well, this afternoon, the planning team held another draft EIR scoping session, partially because the previous meeting was held prior to the board selecting their preferred alternative for the Ukiah Valley Area Plan, but also they said they had some new information on traffic, and the public was requesting that they hold another one now that they've chosen a plan. So we had an introduction by Phil Gorney and Patrick Ford of the planning team, and they let the public know what kind of comments and concerns would be applicable to an EIR process, and Leonard Charles was there, the consultant, to hear the comments as well. It was about 22 people spoke, and a lot of different issues were covered. Some of them had been covered previously, and but the public made sure to articulate specifics of what they would like to see in this document, this draft EIR.
So you've been covering this from the beginning.
Yeah, I've been going to these UVAP meetings, and the public has the vision that the community, the very active community, has been putting forward for our Valley's plan is it's nice. It's a good. It's strong, and there's a lot of positive ideas that could greatly enhance the already beautiful place that we live. So it's heartening to see such an active community.
So this is a tough process to watch because it's been going on a long time and it's going to continue on, and you seem to be making all the meetings and you're involved in politics. So what stands out in your mind within this process that you want to work on as if you are elected Board of Supervisor?
Well, I would say that listening to the public and the will of the greater public would be one thing that really sticks out. Part of what has led me to run for the supervisor position in the Ukiah Valley is the feeling of not being heard, being the community's input has not been taken by the board, and as well as other, you know, the planning commission hasn't been heard on a lot of these planning issues for this general plan update. So it leaves one to wonder what is the board thinking. Especially in light of the fact that we have currently zoned enough commercial and residential for space to meet the growth projection for this general plan update, and yet they're looking at, you know, over 1,000 acres to rezone, hundreds of acres to rezone, and it doesn't make sense.
So your uncertainty and your observations, and actually you have fear of the future if things are left out of control. Now, you've been walking around the streets and talking to a lot of people since you are running for that seat that challenges Supervisor Jim Wattenberger. What have you noticed in the public in particular when they hear that you're running for the board, and what kind of comments do they make to you?
Oh, well, I get a lot of support. People are thankful and very happy. I think that it is sparking a lot more debate and discussion of the issues, and that's really great, because the education on what's going on is really valuable for the public who doesn't have time to attend meetings. And
so your parents are from Covelo, Tom Pauly?
Yeah. My father, Tom Pauly, has an organic farm up in Covelo, mm-hmm. and he's been farming for 18 years. He was actually announcing he's retiring this year.
Mm-hmm. He's going to retire?
Well, he says he is, and he's passing the farm on.
Is he passing the horses on, too? I mean,
oh, no. Now, that's live power.
Uh-huh. That's live power?
Mm-hmm. But yeah. They're from a similar genre.
Yeah, that's one thing I've always enjoyed about the story of ranching in Covelo. So you've got the small-town experience, and then you've got the Ukiah experience. And you're residing in Ukiah now with your husband. And tell me a little bit about your husband.
Oh, yeah, my husband, Ryan Clifton, he works for Madeline Construction. He grew up in Redwood Valley and has lived here his whole life as well. And we met in high school. I moved to Ukiah Elementary School.
So what do you want to tell the listeners in particular? Because we're going to be running out of time here.
Okay. What I want to emphasize is that there's a lot of issues around water right now, and how much do we have, where is it coming from, how is it going to be stored in the future, and I think that people are really getting it around the impervious surfaces that paving over the ground creates, and how we need more groundwater replenishment, more impervious surfaces so that we can store our groundwater in those storm events. And then I think the other thing I would highlight to the listeners would be the need for more economic development, especially around our industrial land, so that commercial development doesn't become our sole focus.
Okay, thank you. Listen, I want to thank you for calling, and I'll have you be calling in as often as possible and as you attend these meetings, because I don't have the time to go to these meetings, and I, of course, will be having John McCowan on as well, and, of course, I had Supervisor on tonight, Supervisor Wattenberger on talking tonight. So, again, thanks for calling, Estelle.
Thank you.